It's just after 7 a.m. on day two. I'm about 5 or 10 kilometres north of Coffs Harbour, heading north, right on the coast here. Banana plantations on the left, and beautiful coastal scenery on the right. Seeing the ocean for the first time. Just trying to think, in the whole trip so far from Gosford, the road parallels the coast all the way up, but you really get a glimpse. I've done about 125k so far today. Hasn't been all that great a morning. I haven't felt all that well since I left. A bit nauseous. I think maybe my choice of morning snack before I left didn't go down too well. Had a can of ice cream and a strong cup of black coffee and a bottle of Gatorade and some Sprite. I think the mix didn't go too well, had indigestion and didn't feel that great. Anyway, still don't feel 100%, but soldiering on. I stayed in a very cheap hotel, motel in the middle of Kempsey last night. Only $40 for a room. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised that it was very small and the TV didn't work. But I wasn't too bothered. Been in the middle of town, it was close to a supermarket where I could get some stuff for dinner and for today, which I did, despite having stopped around 3 o'clock, which was my goal. I messed around quite a lot trying to download pictures and podcasts and GPS data, and then had a fair bit of trouble with my website software on my laptop, and ended up not going to bed until nearly 7 o'clock. Getting up at midnight meant I only had 5 hours sleep, so the worst moment on these trips, as I can remember from last time, is hearing that alarm go off in that first couple of minutes when you wake up. You do not want to get out of bed. I slept pretty soundly, although I woke up at one point with incredible cramping around both knees. That kept me awake for a little while, but eventually that settled down. So far today, the legs have been going a little bit better than I expected. I don't think I'm riding fast, but I'm going okay. When I left Kempsey at 1 a.m, it was quite cold, clear skies, lots of stars. Relatively flat road early on across the floodplain for the Big River. And lots of trucks, probably one every 20 or 30 seconds going both directions. So it wasn't very quiet. Fortunately, most of the time there was enough of a breakdown lane on the side that wasn't any real risk. Though there was one moment of excitement at one point where the for some reason, I think it was a tight bend on the road, the authorities had put a dividing fence down the middle of the road to stop vehicles wandering across the road into oncoming traffic. And just as I got to that point, three huge trucks came through in convoy very close together. And the third truck, I'm not sure he saw me. He was so close behind the guy in front of him. but he certainly didn't see the barrier, and he took out the signs that marked that sort of barrier down the middle between the two lanes. And then having collected that, he swung across to my side of the road, although he was past me by then, and his last trailer went off into the dirt, so I was glad I wasn't 50 metres ahead of where I was, or I might have had an exciting couple of seconds. Generally the trucks are very courteous to me. I occasionally get an acknowledgement. Trucks coming the other way will flash their lights when they see me. I think that's just to say hi, and sometimes when they pass me going the same direction as me, I'll get a toot, and alternating indicator lights, which is a very nice trucky salute. Always gives me a little bit of a boost when someone gives me a cheer on. I rode for the about 50k first to the little town of Maxville, now famous in Australia because it's where our young opening batsman, cricket star Philip Hughes comes from. I arrived there about 3:30 a.m. so there wasn't much cricket going on. Not much going on altogether, actually, apart from a couple of all-night service stations. I found a little park just across the river in Maxville, another one of these big rivers, and had a break, really feeling a bit miserable all around. I was cold. I didn't feel well. I was trying to force some food and drink down, even though I wasn't hungry or thirsty. Forced myself to drink 3/4 of a litre of iced coffee, make sure I stayed awake for the next couple of hours, which is tends to be the danger period just before dawn. And a few sweet pieces of candy, sweets. I just wanted to be at home in bed at that point. I'd had enough, and that's only a day and a bit into this 50 days, so I know I'm going to have more days like that, you know, or more times like that, and just hope that they pass. After Maxville, the road got quite hilly going through to Coffs Harbour. It's a very dangerous section of road, lots of accidents. The authorities are combating that by putting in lots of speed cameras and big signs warning accidents. It's sort of windy and undulating through forest, although I couldn't really see anything. It was still pitch dark, no moon. There are a few pits where there wasn't much room for me if any trucks came through, but fortunately every one of those sections I got through without any trucks coming through, so I was fully prepared to stop and try and get off the road into the verge. And I have been very conscious of getting well off the road when anything comes from behind me at night, as a legacy of my accident last year. I got into Coffs Harbour just about dawn, 6:30. A lot of early morning commuter traffic. Coffs Harbour is quite a big port on the east coast. Really a mix of port and resort. A lot of hotels, motels. It's got some nice beaches. Big fishing, big whale watching centre. Quite a picturesque place. It's backed by very steep hills. Banana plantations, other tropical, subtropical forest, and I have been there. I'm on vacation a few times, and it's not a bad place. I've been there for a few mountain bike races too in the years gone by. I forced myself to eat and drink some more there, although I could only manage half a muesli slice. And really, still don't feel all that great. I'm now halfway between Coffs Harbour and Grafton and Woolgoolga, which is another beach resort, although you can't actually see the sea from there. And then the road turns inland up to Grafton. Now I know I've got quite a big climb between Woolgoolga and Grafton to conquer. My memory is that there's a large service station about halfway between at the top of the climb, halfway between the two towns, and I'm hoping that they have a restaurant and do a big breakfast, and that by the time I get there I'll be feeling a little more hungry than I do at the moment. From that point, the road undulates down to Grafton, which is on another huge river, the name escapes me, and then for the balance of the day my ride should be relatively flat till I get to my target of Woodburn for today. I haven't worked out what time I get there, but I'm guessing it'll be around mid-afternoon, and hopefully tonight I don't mess around so much with the computer and get a bit more sleep. A number of my friends have told me to scrap the computer and concentrate on the sleep if I want to get the record, and that thought certainly is on my mind, and I might end up doing that and mainly just recording my podcast to remind me of what I've seen and done each day, and let people listen to those if they're interested in my travels. But we'll see. That's it for now.